I'm Hugh.
I'm Linda.
Together we're Hinda.
And this is Hindacast.
A strange week on the show.
And very little happening in the bedroom department. How many celibate couples have we got?
Three anyway.
Way too many.
It's almost like Maps UK. Let's talk about our scores. There is still a 3-point difference between us, Linda.
Surprise, surprise, I'm still leading.
You are. 26 points to 23. We got an awful lot right about so many couples staying. We got it both right about Stephen and Michael leaving. Where we started to differ was about Sarah and Tim. I thought they'd leave. You said they'd stay. Obviously, you are right. I lost a point there. You lost a point, surprisingly, with Tori and Jack. I couldn't believe you thought they'd leave.
I did think that there was a glimmer of hope that Tori might have copped onto herself. But, you know, even this week, as the week goes on, she's just forget about it. It's not going to happen. She's in for the duration until Jack completely humiliates her, I think, at the final vows.
Yeah, we got it both wrong in that we both thought Cassandra and Tristan would leave.
So, right, moving on.
Moving swiftly on to the week that really wasn't a feedback week. I thought that was a real cheapy week. Very little imagination.
I'm just really interested in couple swaps. And then they have to do the home stays.
Well, will they do couple swaps? Because maybe they're going to cancel couple swaps now.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, I think what we got actually replaced couple swaps.
Okay, not happy with that.
But no, it was sticky back plastic stuff. They didn't even write the questions for them. Well, allegedly, the participants wrote their own questions. I mean, it really was nothing.
Yeah. So, and they had to kind of go and ask the questions themselves. So I think the anonymous letters are always much juicier.
Yeah.
You know, because you can say what you want to say and you can ask what you want to ask, all of those really kind of interesting questions, because it's anonymous. You don't have to sign it. But when you're sitting there in front of the person asking these questions, it's more difficult.
It was boring. On two separate occasions, I fell asleep, and so did you.
I know, yeah. You were actually snoring your brains out at one stage. Yeah, I had to wake you up to watch it.
So forgive us if we don't dissect in particular feedback week. There was very little going on. I thought the commitment ceremony was much more where the action was this week. And even then, it was a pretty normal commitment ceremony.
Well, listen, let's go to the first couple anyway, Michael and Stephen.
Michael and Stephen were our couple that left dead in the water. We both knew they were going to leave last week. They weren't bitter or acrimonious, I have to say. The whole thing was just sad, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think in fairness, Michael had given up on the whole thing. He was just over it. He was just, you know, going to walk out of here, my head held high.
That's exactly pretty much what he said.
I feel sorry for him, though.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, though, I think the Stephen fella should have been hauled across the coals a little bit.
He got away very lightly.
He got a dud there. Michael really got a dud.
Yeah, and what were you saying about him being unlucky or something? You said something the other week.
Well, if you think about it, he lost 2 grooms along the way.
In a matter of what, 3 weeks?
That has to be a record.
Yeah, it has to be.
Right. Lucinda and Timothy, breakdown versus breakthrough. He called it a breakdown. Lucinda called it a breakthrough. I thought that was very telling in that I don't think Tim has really changed at all.
I think that he has learned. I think he's on a journey of self-growth, but it's nothing to do with Lucinda. It's not. It's, you know, again, it's like some sort of a psychological psychotherapy session for him.
Yeah.
With his own personal issues, but, you know, they don't transpose into his relationship or anything like that with Lucinda. They're good friends.
They're great friends. That is something that's developing. They rely on each other to a certain extent, but romance, no. They should have been gone weeks ago. John, he said, I think for the first time I've seen that the two of you have a chance of going romantic. You know, it's only the first time now, John. Nearly 7 weeks. What
Why?
Are they doing
because
on
they
the
gave
show?
One kiss. They gave one.
Yeah.
Like a stupid little peck on the lips at the dinner party.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was them going romantic after how many? 7 weeks? Like, that's just nuts.
And I mean, it was the big chance because, wasn't it, Andrea and Richard, they told them to share a bed.
Yeah, so they gave feedback.
Yeah.
That's right. They wrote them a letter or something, wasn't it?
Mm.
And they told them to share the same bed, and they shared the same bed, and Timothy took the man cave sign off his door
big
and all
deal.
Of this. And we thought, oh, okay, right, there might be something happening here finally, but then nothing.
It was billed as that. When you showed the trailers, the previous episodes for that week, it was like billed as, oh, they finally get it together.
It must be bloody freezing in that apartment complex. It has to be freezing over there. Because, like, I mean, they wear so many clothes in bed. I mean, I wouldn't wear that clothes during the day in Ireland. Like, yeah. I'm bloody freezing all the time.
Good point. And we got the bullshit investigators thing.
No, the bullshit investigators. Listen, bullshit.
Is that what she says?
Bullshit, yeah.
Well, maybe she doesn't like coursing.
Yeah.
She's quite posh, apparently.
Bullshit.
Her accent is a posh Melbourne accent. That's what I'm told.
All right.
So again, Aussie listeners, help us out there. I did see something online about that.
In fairness, she, like, Lucinda's personality, what's up? Like, what is up with that?
Ah, come on. That's what the bullshit investigator should be investigating, is Lucinda's personality.
She's completely changed.
She's suddenly become something else. And her dress style has changed a lot too. She's wearing a lot more makeup. Do you notice that?
Yeah, she is actually, yeah.
Mm.
And we noted before in previous series that, you know, when they start to dress differently and the makeup changes, that kind of signifies that there's going to be a change in the personality and how they're portrayed. Oh, look, I don't. She's still in there. She's changing her personality to suit Timothy. Mm. I don't think it's necessarily a good thing. I didn't think there was anything wrong with Lucinda's personality in the first place. I don't think Timothy is making any changes to his personality to suit Lucinda.
It's not being reciprocated.
No, it's not. Like I say, they're very good friends. Can't really see it developing into anything else.
And they're just riding a wave at the moment. I think the producers think they're good for the show, so they're just staying in. For me, they're going to stay in next week.
Oh, they're definitely going to be stay, yeah.
Right, 100%. Get out the bar, Linda. SS, big circles.
What about Eden and Jaden then?
Eden talked about the hardest week so far. Again, it's Jaden who's taken the lead, though it feels, and Eden is second fiddle all the time. Would that be right?
Yeah. I'm really torn on this because I think that whole situation with the Sarah and the message and all of that kind of stuff, I think it was all very manufactured.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was to do something to make them relevant. Mm. I think Jaden is a much stronger personality than Eden. And even acknowledged that when she was saying, you know, if I didn't do this, I would have lost Jaden.
Yeah.
If I did do it, I would have lost my friends. And I chose my relationship. The fact that Jaden had even put her in that position, that, well, if you don't say anything, you're going to lose me.
Well, they're going on about their morals aligning, which they seem to, in fairness. But yet, the slightest bit of misalignment, and she was really worried her relationship would end. Yeah. Or it was billed as such. Again, I think, like you, it was probably over-egged and over-manufactured.
Yeah, and again, she's going on about her anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. I thought the questions that he had for Sarah were very good. Jaden was so strong. I mean, he was so strong.
They were, but they weren't really answered.
They weren't. No, that's true. Sarah was dancing around them.
Yeah.
Tim said nothing. He literally just said nothing. But Jaden did not back down at all. He didn't give her a minute.
Mm.
So I just think that Jaden is coming across as a stronger personality within the social setting. Every week he's into somebody different's relationship. He's in Sarah and Tim's relationship now. The week before that, he was into Lucinda and Timothy's relationship.
Oh, he was Lucinda's best friend.
Exactly.
The Not a word of that now.
He was into Jack and Tori's relationship.
Oh, that's how he started. He started almost the first moments that they sat down at the very first dinner party was Jaden questioning Jack.
Yeah, about the
two J's went up against each other. Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like he brought that up while he was eating in between mouthfuls of food.
Mm.
He dropped a grenade and then walked away.
There's something though, I don't know what it is. He's just not very likable to me. I'm sorry, I just don't find him. I know he is involved in these things and he's the great moral policeman in a way, although you know, he has his own faults and previous. He doesn't grab me.
He doesn't grab me either. And you know, I'm becoming less and less fond of him as time goes on. And I'm becoming less and less fond of them as a couple as time goes on. I think he's quite controlling of Eden.
Passive aggressive, is that what he is?
I don't even know whether it's passive aggressive. I would just kind of say
aggressive.
Yeah. He's not even aggressive. He's just very, very strong and very unyielding.
Bitter.
He doesn't really want... No, stop. He just doesn't want to compromise. I just don't feel that he wants to compromise. It's his way or the highway.
Yeah.
You know, but he's given us very subtle signs of that, but there's still signs.
Mm.
Anyway, look, what do you think? Are they going to stay?
Oh, 100% they'll stay.
Yeah, they will stay.
100%
they'll
stay.
Like, they want to be something massive.
Absolutely. A rocket would want to fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Cassandra and Tristan.
Oh, must we?
We must. And look, hopefully this will be the last time we have to do this because obviously Cassandra wrote leave at the commitment ceremony.
And Tristan came in full of the joys of the spring beforehand and he was ready to stay. He thought it was the greatest week ever. He thought they'd had a massive breakthrough. And it was the first time he was in love.
How did he think they had that massive breakthrough? They had a good time apparently on the retreat. We didn't see it. And we said that last week. We didn't see them having a good time on the retreat. Yeah, we didn't see anything. The only thing we really seen of them was Cassandra floating away in the pool on her own.
Yeah.
In the background of a couple of shots with her earphones in.
Yes. Well, I think now it's time to SH1T or get off the pot.
Yeah. They should have been the subject of the bullshit investigations.
Yeah. And John himself said it. It's up to you guys. He actually didn't give them any advice. He really said it's up to you guys now. We've given you advice for 6 weeks.
But they've given them advice and given them advice and given them advice.
Yes.
And all of that advice always centred around, Cassandra, you have to make Tristan feel wanted. Cassandra, you have to validate Tristan. Cassandra, you have to make a better effort to make sure that he feels loved. Like, forget about it. Like, she's finally copped on now. I can't see her staying.
Well,
I mean, I'm going to say leave again.
Again, John said, oh, get out. So, yeah, I'm with you. It's easy peasy for me. They will have to leave. John has essentially said, you have a week. Don't come back to me with this crap.
Can I just ask, just in case I missed it while I was falling asleep watching the episodes.
Okay.
Or yawned and missed it. Did Tristan do anything at all for Cassandra to make her stay, to make her feel valued?
I didn't see anything, or at least I have no recollection of anything.
I don't either. And did they get a letter? Did they get any feedback from anybody?
I don't remember that, because I would remember that, I feel, because...
The feedback would be, get out. You're wasting everybody's time here. Yeah.
It feels like Groundhog Day. It feels like we've been saying nearly the same thing from the very first episode.
Yeah. And the other thing that I have to say is we did, you know, early on say that we thought there might be something between Cassandra and Tim.
Mm.
And we thought that they might be a good couple. But the more time goes on, the more I realised they wouldn't be. I really don't think they would be now.
Would be too weak for Cassandra.
Yeah.
Cassandra's quite a little firecracker.
I know, but like he has this sadomasochistic streak in him. Like, I don't know.
The Tim fella. Yeah, yeah. I think so, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that Sarah is probably the right temperament and personality to give it to him and then walk away from it. Whereas Cassandra, I think, would, although she's a fairly strong character, I think she wouldn't challenge him.
I'd love to know more about Cassandra. I feel that it's been terrible in that we've seen her in different scenes and this, that, and the other, but her personality never has come out.
Google her.
Right, Google it.
Google it. That's the only way you're going to find out, Harry. So, Andrea and Richard.
Andrea and Richard. Oh, my God. Well, Andrea sat down on the couch and said that she preferred sick Richie when he was quiet.
She did. She was all giggly and all girly. And she went, oh, you know, yes. Like, I mean, I actually really prefer like sick Richie. And
he didn't like that one little bit.
He wasn't having a bit of it, was he?
And we got to see that sour Richard that we've kind of seen a lot more of in the last few weeks. And I think that's a lot to do with it. She mentioned that there wasn't the softness there and that sort of thing. He seems to have maybe put a mask on for the first week or two.
He's some sort of a personality disorder, you know.
Wow. Oh, that's a big statement now.
No, but it was sometimes that I was actually feeling sorry for him, saying, oh my God, he really is confused. He doesn't know what's going on.
Okay.
You know, but I think he's just a little bit selfish and he feels sorry for himself and he doesn't feel that he deserves this and he's a chip on his shoulder. He thinks everybody owes him a favour. The world owes him a favour. You don't, Richie, just pull up your big boy pants and actually do something about it. Because every week they give advice and he just doesn't live up to it. Then every week he comes back and he's the sour, petulant. That's what he is. He's petulant.
Hmm.
It's the ideal word for Richard. And he's getting on my nerves a little bit as well now.
It's stunning, though, he says, that they haven't even kissed in 5 or 6 weeks. Now, I know the timeline of the show is different in reality when they're recording it to the timeline that we see it. I understand that, in that we see watch the show for about 6 weeks and they record for about 9 weeks, roughly, okay? But even allowing for that, they've had a distance between them for a good period of time. And I'm wondering, is it just the producers have put a different gloss on it so we didn't really know about it for all that time? Or did they put a gloss on it?
You know, I disagree. I think he's been saying for a long time that they haven't been intimate. He has been saying since that episode on the couch.
Where?
And I think she had the ick from the photo challenge. I think the photo challenge, I've said it before, I'll say it again, that photo challenge put a nail in the coffin. And then the comment on the couch just put the final nail in the coffin.
Icing on the cake. Yeah, it goes back to the photo challenge, and that's what I was going to ask you there a moment ago. It does go back to the photo challenge for me.
And I've heard her trying to explain why she has the ick, trying to explain, you say things, you make broad statements, you know, you kind of give me the willies, you give me the creeps kind of thing. And he's not accepting it. He's just not having it. He's just not hearing her.
Mm.
And then he's going, well, I don't know what's wrong. You do know, Richie. You know, you do know. Listen to what she's saying and make the changes. He's choosing not to do it. I'd like to say they're gone next week, but I think they'll probably stay.
Now I have a difficult choice. I've got to do something, though. I've got to put on my big boy pants if I'm getting a few points back. So I'm going to stick my neck out and say they're going to leave.
Grant. Hope they do. Hope you're right. Don't really want to see them there next week. They're actually boring me.
You want to lose points?
I don't care. I'm 3 points. Look, I live on the edge. I live dangerously. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is as such, although I won't be spending any money because you'll be buying dinner. Let's move on to Lauren and Jono.
Lauren and Jono had a great time, apparently, at the retreat. So they started the week off well. They did the feedback task with Jack and Tori.
Back up to when they were actually talking about the task before they actually did it. And some of the questions that Lauren was coming out with, I was laughing at that. And that
she's very
keep
funny.
Me entertained. She was very funny.
She's
you know,
very funny.
Jack, why do you not know what trouser size you wear? Jack, why is your man bun so tight? Jack, do you realise you're orange? Like, I just thought that was very funny. Like,
he's actually red, not orange.
Whatever colour he is, seriously. If he was, you know, green with blue spots, I wouldn't be as surprised. I thought that was very funny. And I liked the interaction between the two of them. Then, obviously, they asked more serious questions when they were actually face-to-face with Jack and Tori.
They did. And they got the baby comment from Jack. And we'll probably talk about that more when we get into Jack and Tori. But what an amazing admission or statement, I should say, that they got from Jack. I don't believe it for a minute, by the way.
Yeah, but look, let's leave that to Jack and Tori. But in relation to Lauren and Jono, unfortunately, Lauren went away. She had a shoulder operation or something like that.
Yes, so there's not an awful lot to say. They were about 30 seconds on the couch. It was one of the fastest on and off the couch I've ever seen. So
yeah, Jono came to dinner party on his own. Nothing really happened.
Hmm.
So on and so forth.
There's an extra little bit of strength in Jono, though. I do think as a couple, they strengthened over the week, even though I know they were absent from each other.
Yeah, I suppose so. Maybe, but look, we don't know what Lauren's take is.
They do say absence makes the heart grow fonder. And even with the phone calls and that they had, it seemed to go well.
Yeah,
so,
very true.
A stay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definite stay.
This is another couple.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, look, before we even start, they're going to be a stay.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Let's not even waste everybody's time. Jade and Ridge. Jade's most interesting involvement in the week was where she sat down with Jack, and the old Jack fella thought he could have a good flirt with her.
Yeah, okay, so when we discussed this at the time, you were kind of saying, oh, Jack was flirting her to try and deflect from the questions that she was going to ask.
A bit, yeah.
And I was going, no, Jack was flirting with her because he wanted to get into her underwear.
Well, he could do both, couldn't he?
Well, I know what his preference was. Well, I've dated girls like Jade. Like, you know, Jade seems very much Jack's type.
Mm.
Very, very much Jack's type.
Yeah.
And what did he say? Oh, you're one of the hottest couples or something. In the top
three. He didn't exactly give her the greatest praise in the world. Whatever. He told her she was in the top three. Now, considering there's only 8 couples left now, that's not exactly the greatest accolade
ever. Yeah,
but
I think that's him saying, oh, well, like, I'm interested. Like, let's see how far we're going to go with this. And, you know, like, you're always going on about the cat and the ball of string.
Or was he shielding himself? He didn't want to say you're the best looking because he knew that would probably get back and get out and he'd have another dinner party, you know.
I think he was putting it out there. He was putting it out there to say that he was interested in her.
Mm.
His eyes nearly popped out when she sat down in front of him.
That's really it. There's very little more to say about them two.
Yeah, they're strong. Ridge met with Andrea, and we probably should have said that.
Oh,
okay,
yes.
We probably should have said that Ridge met with Andrea. So they were to meet separately. Yeah, obviously Jade was to meet Jack, and Ridge met with Andrea. And I think Ridge and his perception of the Andrea Richard relationship really hammered it into the ground, you know, because again, we should have said that Andrea and Richard had that kind of the wedding where they
oh, the mock wedding,
and everything seemed to go really well, and it did actually seem to work. So
even though they weren't in the right place, they were in a park somewhere.
Yeah, but in fairness to Richard, he did try that. That was his swan song as such.
Yeah.
And then Ridge came along and he absolutely demolished the good work that was done.
He knifed them.
He did. But I don't think he did it maliciously. I think it was Ridge just being Ridge. I think he didn't read the room.
His filter by times is not there.
Yeah. And Andrea was kind of looking going, wow, God, what's going on here?
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't think Ridge is the sharpest knife in the block.
No. We said in previous episodes that as a couple, they're sailing along and they don't seem to ruffle any feathers. In this, they certainly did ruffle feathers, didn't they?
Well, I think they could have, yeah, they could have ended, well, certainly Ridge could have ended Andrea's and Richard's relationship for good. Fair play to you, Ridge.
Yeah, it remains to be seen whether that actually causes any issues, you know?
Yeah, I think it will, but it'll come out on the couch.
Now, Tori and Jack. In Jack's view, he sees it as a couple, they just come under fire. It's not, Jack. It's you keep on doing thing after thing after thing after thing that annoys everybody.
And Tori keeps ignoring it and turning a blind eye and justifying it and supporting her husband. And Alessandra couldn't have been plainer when she said, you know, pay attention to what you're seeing. People will always show you who they are.
It was spooky when she said that.
It was. Like, she was just completely
deadpan.
And it was like, just listen to what I'm saying. You don't even need to read between the lines here. I am telling you, he's a dickhead.
John didn't hold back on the couch, did he, when he listed off all the different scandals? I mean, it's been a scandal a week. It really has. The whole cloud that he came in on, the muzzle comment, the swap comment. Actually, John spared him a little in that he didn't mention touching Sarah because that was was a little bit fuzzy about that. But the whale comments and all that. I mean, my God.
They were separate on the couch, weren't they? They were very separated on the couch.
Oh, yeah, for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, for the first time, there was definitely something. And again, I was confident that... So many times I've been confident that Tori was going to actually stand up for herself and was going to write leave and say enough is enough.
Yeah.
But no. She said, well, like, I need to see changes. And in order for me to see those changes, I need to be here. Stay. So yes, I'm going to say stay. And when they went back to the couch, they were all over each other. Well, she was all over him, rather. And again, completely united through the week. What about that situation when Lauren and Jono came down and asked the question? Can you see yourself?
Oh,
can you see Tori being the mother of your children? And the old Jack lad says...
Oh, within 2 years.
Yeah.
And her eyes. It was like Christmas Day all of a sudden, wasn't it?
It was like she had just been given $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
It was everything in the past was completely forgotten. Oh, my God. I mean, like 2 years. Oh, my God. I better start practicing. I mean, I better go out and start buying maternity things and cots and prams and things like that. I need where, you know.
You better start sleeping with him.
I need to be on the internet.
He better start sleeping with you, love.
I need to order these things. And she's designing her nursery and, you know,
a magic wand. Ridiculous.
Crazy. Like, a stick of dynamite. And, like, seriously.
If I was a woman, I'd be mortified.
Oh, I think she's going to be mortified when she looks back on this. You know, she really, really thinks that her and Jack are going to have babies within 2 years. Like, 2 years, that means they have to get pregnant within the next year, essentially.
Yeah, but they haven't had sex within 2 months.
They haven't had sex at all. Hmm. And then the comment that Jade makes at the dinner party, Jack said to me that if he was with somebody that he got what he fancied more, really, wasn't, that was essentially it.
Yeah.
That he would have slept with her by now.
If he was more sexually attracted to her.
Yeah. And again, how many times does Tori have to be told? Jack is telling the world and its brother.
He got out of that, though, or she managed to convince herself that it was okay. What I can't remember what she said. What did she say?
We're happy the way things are going, and it is absolutely there. That, you know, we're getting further and further along every time. Like,
yeah, and I think it was something like, yeah, and that's if it was business. An instant sexual attraction, but those sort of things don't last very long, and all that.
Yeah, and it's none of your business. Like, and I really don't want to know what you think about our relationship because it's all about me and Jack.
What's it going to take?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's eventually going to take him at final vows saying, no, not going to happen. Because, you see, he can say it at final vows because then he can just walk away from her and never see her again.
Yeah.
You know, whereas if he says no now, he's still going to have to stay with her another week.
Right. Is that the calculation he's making, do you think?
I can't understand. Last week I said that I thought that he was afraid to go further with it because she'd turn all psycho and start ripping up his clothes and squash his car. And
yeah, but that's what we thought, that there was no way that he'd string her along anymore. But now he's strung her along in the most blatant way possible.
Yeah, and it's to save his image and make him look like the big I am in front of the rest of the participants.
Wow. Wow.
I know, it's deep, isn't it?
Well, you're almost preempting your answer, but I'll ask you anyway, Linda. Are you saying then that they are going to survive next week or not?
Yeah, I think they will.
Okay.
She's only 50% there.
You think they will, so you're changing your mind from last week.
Yeah.
Said he rubbing it in, but you finally got something wrong.
Did I not say stay last week? No, I said
you said that he'd leave. Yeah. So we are both going to say stay.
Now, hang on for a second. That's you changing your mind.
Why?
You're going to say next time whether you're good. You're just copying me. You're just copying me because I'm in the lead now.
No, I'm not. Why would I do that? If I just keep copying you, I'm setting myself up for a fall because then I'm going to lose. I have to try and disagree with you.
Whatever. Sarah and Tim.
We got a strange week where the first half of the week, the Tim guy was given all the reasons why he shouldn't stay with Sarah and he was going to get the hell away out of her and how awful a person she was. He did so at the commitment ceremony. He voted leave.
And Sarah got an awful time. She got an awful time from John, and rightly so.
Mm.
And everybody else, really, at the commitment ceremony as well. So she didn't get off the hook, and she had to explain herself. And then that awkward hug thing at the end.
But not before, once again, she was found out lying. She was contradicting herself left, right and centre. I mean,
she couldn't lie straight in bed.
No, she couldn't lie straight in bed. She was caught out in her lies all the way along by Alessandra and Melissa in particular. And John was so blunt with her, you know, telling her that her fight style was just way too aggressive.
And combative,
We got the interruption thing where once again she interrupted Tim mid-flow. It was just awful. But, you know, we followed on then with lovely shots of Tim walking around with his top off again and looking out the window and saying how, you know, she hadn't been in touch and how he deserved better. And we thought, great, he's going to just make her life hell. And a bit of a picnic and a blanket on the ground and a shag. And it all seemed to be all right again.
Yeah. They even survived, what Jane was saying at the feedback.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the questions were all asked and they were great questions, but Tim just rubbed his new beard, which seemed to grow an awful lot overnight.
And looks very well. He wears it well.
He does.
He wears it well.
The beard suits him.
Like I said about Tim, there's this sort of a sadomasochist streak in him. I think that he kind of needs a little bit of abuse every now and again. I think he craves
it. Jesus Christ.
No, I do. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. That's the way he is.
Yeah.
I think he just needs that kind of challenge. And she needs to feel superior. She needs a man there when she wants a man. So I think he's demonstrated that he can be strong. But she also needs somebody that she can put back in his place when she needs to feel superior to somebody. And I think they're ideally suited. As time goes on, I can see they really are ideally suited. And he looks good. So that suits her and she looks good. So that suits him. And they have sexual chemistry.
Where are we going to go though with Sarah and Tim? Are they going to stay or leave? Do you want me to go first? All right. Will I try for me points now and say leave? Try and catch up in a desperate bid. What do you think?
You're going to go further behind. Just saying. They're going to stay.
All right. I'll play it safe and we'll go stay. That's it.
Another week over and done.
Thanks a million for listening, guys. Our listener figures are going up. They are doing exactly what we want, Linda. They are telling their friends when they talk about the TV show, talk about the podcast.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys.
And thanks for your emails as well.
We'll talk to you all next week. Have a good one.
Until then, keep watching Maths, guys.
Laters.
Bye for now. Before you go, just a quick request. Please like and subscribe to our podcast. And if you can, pop on a notification. That way, you'll know when our podcast drops. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can email us on indicastreality@gmail.com. indicastreality@gmail.com.